From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Rodrigo y Gabriela. Their story takes them from their native Mexico to an 8-year stay in Ireland, where they launched their dual guitar concept and vision. 15 years later, the two have captivated audiences around the world with a musical identity that includes original music heavily influenced by flamenco, jazz, and their favorite, heavy metal. Their sixth album was just released, and it's called Metavolution. It's a self-reflective high watermark, which may be the purest expression of the ideas they dreamed of while busking on the streets of Dublin back in the day. We have both Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero joining us from the Alt Latino New York City Bureau. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us,
thank
Felix.
Thank you so much.
I'm really excited. I've been wanting to do this for a long time and so excited to do this. We're starting with one of your tracks. Tell us a little bit about this song and why you included it on your new record.
So Terracentric is about just to reconnect with who you are, like in, at the very center of your being, and in that way you find authenticity and freedom, true freedom in your life.
The music of Rodrigo and Gabriela here on Alt Latino, and we have them in the studio with us, and they're doing guest DJs, and I asked them to bring in some songs, and I'm sure they had a hard time making a list of just a handful of all this stuff,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, it was hard to pick. I had so many, so very many.
So what's interesting is that I think that people understand and recognize that you have a lot of people who are fans of your music and understand and recognize the flamenco influence of the music, the jazz, sometimes even some of the more like metal fast run stuff. But I think behind the scenes is like who you are as people and who you are as musicians and what you listened to get you to this point, I think tells a fascinating story. And the collection of music is... is right here. So let's start with the music. Who wants to go first? And if you flip a coin, Aguila Sol, whatever you want to do.
I'll do it. I just want to explain.
Yo soy Sol y tú eres Aguila.
You lost. Anyway, I'll start quick because what I wanted to do is just to put some kind of perspective to the album, to the new album. The three songs that I chose, they come from bands that somehow inspired my playing for this album. I picked three. I left one left, one major influence from this album. I left it out. But this guitar playing for these three bands, they helped me to change my technique.
Okay, which song do you want to hear first?
Let's do Afuera from Caifanes.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorite bands of all time, seriously. Yeah. As we listen to this track, we can hear how this guitar player and this guitar playing influenced you because it's so prominent. Tell us a little bit about this guitar player.
Yeah, well, Alejandro Markovich is, to me, one of the best guitarists out there in the Mexican scene. I think he's still doing solo projects, but this album in particular, I think, is one of the best albums in the rock, Mexican rock history. He's playing, back in the day when I was in Mexico, I actually didn't appreciate it that much because I was so much into metal music. And I respected the band always, but I was never into them. I never bought an album and all that. And years later, when I was already in Ireland, living there and all that, I started to appreciate his work. And even more years later, I found it incredible and in a way ahead of his time in many ways. His approach is very unique and very melodic.
It's incredible, that part.
Yeah.
Very unique. And you know, if you think that was like a hit, this middle section nowadays, I mean, in the radio, it just would not fit, you know, the industry nowadays.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but it's just...
Markovich,
man. That's truly incredible, Markovich.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Caifanes on Alt Latino, which is where they belong here on Alt Latino.
Yes.
Here on Alt Latino. Okay, Gabriela, you're up. What did you bring?
I got Sinnerman. by Nina Simone. I think this album was recorded in 1965. And for me, I love Nina, and I love a lot of music from her, a lot of songs. But this one in particular is really crazy. It's very hyper, and it's totally original. And that's what I love about it. It's completely original. It doesn't sound like anything. It has the claps in the middle, and the middle section where all these percussive sounds with the drums and the claps and her voice. And so I love it. So I wanted to bring Nina Simone today.
This is Sinnerman from Nina Simone.
Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord. All on that day, but the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you down. All on that day, I said, rock, what's the matter with you, rock? Don't you see I need you, rock? Lord, Lord, Lord. All on that day, so I ran to the river. It was bleeding to run to the sea. It was bleeding to run to the sea. It was bleeding. All on that day, so I ran to the river. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord. Please help me, Lord. Don't you see me praying? Don't you see me down here praying? But the
music of Nina Simone on Art Latino, which is where she belongs. <as well>.
It's a good visitor.
Yes. You guys brought some great music. Before we go on to the next song, I want to ask you something. So talk to us a little bit more about what it was like growing up in Mexico, as you guys did, during the era that you did, and the influences of music from outside of Mexico. What was that like? Because I think people don't understand that. You know, people in Latin America listen to everything from everywhere.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So what was it like for you?
For us, it was like when you were born there, you don't think in terms of, oh, I'm Mexican and I belong to this cultural whatever. You're just a normal kid that has lived in a globalized culture. And my mom, and I guess my granddad, actually was the one who loved music the most. And then he listened to all these big bands like Benny Goodman and all of that. But also listened to all the bolero and all the more traditional bolero mexicano, and also Cuban. Although we have shared those tunes with the Cubans and with other composers from Latin America. So those what we consider the most traditional, sort of like abuelito of music, and all the Las Grandes Bandas too. So it was growing up with that, because my granddad used to listen to all that music. But also then I had an auntie that she listened to the Stones and the Beatles and Pink Floyd and all of that. And then my mom was the one who listened to rock and roll and listened to Beatles too and listened to jazz, flamenco, classical music.
Let's continue with another one of your tracks, Gabriela.
I have a track called...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That we just
No, it's Rodrigo. It's Águila Azul.
Oh, that's right. Okay, all right. Rodrigo, sorry. Rodrigo. Don't want to leave you out, man. Go ahead.
No,
your turn.
Man.
Your turn.
In my head, I wanted to recreate some 80s sound with my acoustic guitar. And I was looking and I was looking for 80s bands in you know, the pop bands that you would listen to from England and the States. And but in my head I had this idea of Cerati playing this this guitar, this particular sound that wasn't as Anglo, but it had kind of the same effect. And I went back and listened to all his albums when we were working on this album to find that particular sound that I wanted to implement in the new album, but with a new with a twist, because it's with the acoustic guitar. And I found this track that I knew of, but it's not the track that I was super fan of back in the day. But when I was listening to it back in the studio a few months ago, a year ago, I was like, exactly, this is what I wanted to recreate.
This is the Argentine band, classic Argentine band, Soda Stereo, Sobredosis de TV.
Exacto.
TV, televisión.
Were you familiar with that track, Felix?
No, I wasn't.
Right.
No.
A big hit.
Yeah.
Big hit, that one was.
Yeah, well, that was early in their career.
Judging from the album cover, it looks like it.
Yeah.
And 80s, when they 80s haircuts.
Yeah, that was when yeah. That was when they played their first Viña del Mar festival, when that mattered. Yeah. I don't know if it's still relevant today, but and there are videos of them playing their first Viña del Mar festival, and they opened the show with this one, and it's like people are like, ah. Yes.
Yeah, that was a moment.
You know, I came of age in an era where like guitar, the rhythm guitar work was always like dominant, right? Or at least it was a high profile part of the music. And it always, I guess the question is, when you guys listen to music individually, right? When you listen to music as individuals, are you listening for the guitar part first?
Normally I do, yeah. My brain goes there. I don't know you.
I tried that. That was a long time ago. I always looked for like guitar music, but maybe a few years ago I tried train my brain to listen to the whole of a work. You know, like just how it works. So everything, if it's a piano and the bass and the guitar.
But I'm going to ask you something. For example, if you listen to, let's say, music that you are not totally into, let's say Alejandro Sanz, but if you listen to a track. Normally he has like amazing musicians and all that. And if you know like Vicente Amigos playing, I mean, it's going to take your attention,
well,
right?
Of course, because Vicente Amigos playing, not definitely yet. But let's say if somebody plays randomly any new band, I would like to hear nowadays.
Wouldn't you shut the band because the guitar is not amazing? That's because you're putting your attention on the guitar.
I loved Björk, and she has no guitar on her albums.
What about the indie bands in the UK, for example, that you're not a fan of?
I'm not familiar with any.
But the thing is, because you have mentioned to me a couple of times.
We're gonna,
this is our podcast.
We were just behaving really well so far because we did all the promos separately. So, careful now.
No, I'm going to be a guest on your show, man. You're asking the question.
Sorry, mate.
No, keep going.
No, the thing is, Gab has mentioned, the thing is, she always complains about the lack of guitar playing. That means that she's looking for it.
Hang on a sec. I said, like, if you're rock and roll is guitar. Right. So how can you call yourself a band, a rock band, if you don't have guitar parts? That's if I buy an album that looks pretty rock and roll, and I read a review that this rock band, and all of a sudden I hear like very sort of like soft, and that would everybody would complain.
Well, not because they won't focus on it. I mean,
okay.
The question is like if you look for the guitar, and then you do. Because you miss it. Otherwise, you wouldn't miss it.
Okay, what? We can't stay here all day long discussing this point.
No, but, okay. but to your point, though, I mean, I was very vocal for a while about the lack of guitar players in rock or in music, right? Because it just seemed like after a certain point, there was no more an emphasis on, like, guitar heroes, right? Like, the people who were just, like, incredibly proficient, incredible musicians with the lead guitar or even with the rhythm guitar, right? Mm-hmm. So it seemed like on some of these records, you know, I don't even remember, like some band, like any band from the 90s, let's say. They would, like, the guitar solo was like maybe two measures and there was nothing there, you know? It's just like, oh, well, I'm going to play a lead here and then we'll stop. And then, you know, they're playing a bass with a pick, you know, like... Mm-hmm. It's like I'm holding my nose because like there was no more emphasis on guitar.
Yes.
And I think guitar is very, as a symbol, is very important because I think subconsciously in the culture, it's an instrument that you can take everywhere. It's an easy to get, to access, even if a cheap one. And it's an incredible tool that you can use for your creativity as a musician. So we can see in the cinema films about these musicians they take on the road with a guitar, because a guitar means everything. You see all the blues, I don't know, Crossroads, whatever. You see all those in the old days, people playing their guitar. They don't depend on anything except their guitar. And they have to do it with a guitar, not with a violin, with work.
Right,
you
right,
know?
So, right.
So if you take this element out of what is, I don't know, the rebel yell of youth, just screaming for a change or political change, there always was a guitar involved. So that's why I complain when a band call themselves a rock band and there's no guitar. That's but
you're listening to Alt Latino, and we're sitting in on a rehearsal / conversation with Rodrigo Igor y Gabriela discussing the finer points of guitar music. Oh, it is. Only thing, la única cosa que faltamos es unas copas de tequila.
Right? Sí, por favor.
And then we can just go on and on and
y
on.
Y los guantes, a box of glove box.
Boxing gloves. Okay. Thank you both for bringing in this music, man.
Thank you for having us. It's such a great fun. That's what we do all the time. We discuss about music.
you're welcome back anytime. Next time you're on tour, or if you're ever in D.C., just come by, and we'll just do another six songs.
Don't say that, because we're going to be in D.C. very soon, Felix. Careful with what you say, because you might get it.
I'll live up to the promise. You can come anytime.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Rodrigo y Gabriela from talking to us from our New York City Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us here on Alt Latino.
Thank you very much, Felix.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we're going to end the show with one of Gabriela's picks. This is Rage Against the Machine featuring Tom Morello on guitar. I want to remind you to go to our website at npr.org/altlatino. We're going to have a playlist where you can hear all of the music they selected, the ones we got to on the show and the ones we didn't have time for. Check it out, npr.org/altlatino. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you so much for listening. This is Rage Against the Machine. Give a shout out to the living dead. Stood and watched as the feds go.